This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
Hi, this is Helena
and Vicky from My Kitchen Rules. You're listening to Joy 94.9.
Friday morning show with Leo on Joy 94.9. My special guest this morning caught up a storm on last year's season of My Kitchen Rules, impressing the nation with the impressive Greek-style cooking. A year on and the girls are sharing their love of Greek food all over again. From the first season of last year's My Kitchen Rules, welcome Helena and Vicky.
Hello.
Thanks for having us.
Welcome to Joy, girls. It's good to have you in studio. Now, one thing that was crystal clear last time on My Kitchen Rules was how important family is to you both, because you shared amazing food during the show. You grew up in Adelaide and you now live in Melbourne. When did you realise your love of food? I mean, coming from a Greek family, it's always in the blood, right?
Yeah, well, look, we go to Greece every single year and our family do inspire us a lot with all the cooking. So, yeah, basically taking you home has, been inspired by our family. And when we got onto My Kitchen Rules, we used all their recipes to create amazing Greek dishes.
You know, they sort of were ours.
Oh, well, you know, they helped us a lot.
They helped us, yeah.
But on to the next question, because the audition process for My Kitchen Rules, take us through that. How was that for you guys?
It's hard.
It's not easy. We tried out three times, so it's not easy getting on.
In different seasons or just last?
Different seasons.
So we got an email from them saying, would you like to be part of it? You're what we're looking for. And we thought, oh, well, why not? Let's go ahead with this. And, yeah, look where we are today. So we're very grateful.
So with the audition process, is it a case of having like a whole group of recipes and say, okay, this is what we do best, let's show you, or do they tell you what to cook? Or,
well, they just come to your house and you do like a 15-minute cooking demonstration and, yeah, so, yeah, okay. It's hard. It's very intimidating having someone come to your house and critique your food, but yeah, it took us a long time to get on. Well, 3 years.
Because Vicky, you studied graphic design, and Helena, you studied at the Melbourne Radio School.
Yeah.
So what's happened with those careers? Are they on the back burner?
Oh, they're gone. Boring.
They've gone.
Yeah, done. Bye. Oh, maybe one day. I think as hobbies is good, but not for career.
Okay.
Yeah.
And of course, last year on the show was heaps of pressure because you girls got the top score ever.
Yeah, we did. Hopefully no one beats it this year.
No, I think they do.
What was the score again?
95.
95 out of 100, which is amazing in the home cooking rounds. Was there a lot of pressure on you girls, obviously, going through the competition to maintain that level of consistency?
Definitely. Once we got that score, we were like, oh, God, this is on. Everyone is going to expect good food from us. And look, we did so well. We had a few little hiccups along the way. But, we just cooked food that we loved. So that was the good part.
Because on top of that was the so-called rivalry between Kelly and Chloe.
We were with Chloe last night. Yeah, we had dinner with the girls last night. And they bought us a bottle of champagne to congratulate us. So, yeah, you know what? The rivalry, it's fake.
Because I was going to say, because off camera, you guys were friends. And, of course, I guess when you're doing a TV show, the editing process, the producers obviously thought, okay, let's do this. Let's do like this whole rivalry thing for the ratings.
There was a rivalry there. Mm-hmm. We did clash with the girls. You know, two young girl teams going up against each other for $200,000. You're bound to clash. Now we're friends, I think.
Yeah, the girls are fine.
And what are the girls doing these days? Are they still cooking? They're doing
a bit of cooking classes, I'm pretty sure. Yeah.
In WA.
But, you know, we got the book, so at the end of the day, we win, hey?
Because you yourselves and the two friends from Queensland got book deals.
Yeah, Paul and Blair. We love Paul and Blair. The boys. Their book's out as well. So
which is amazing.
Well.
Yeah. So your book's out. Obviously, the show's on again this season. Who's your favourites and who do you think is going to go right through?
Well, I'm sorry, Helena, I haven't been watching any of it, so I wouldn't.
Really?
Yeah, I don't know any of the teams. I'm sorry.
They're
I'm
pretty.
Going for the daughter and the dad.
Yeah, yeah,
I forgot their names.
From Texas.
Yeah, they're lovely. So good luck to them. Hopefully they
love
win.
Them.
Yeah.
My special guests this morning are from last year's season of My Kitchen Rules, Helena and Vicky. More of the girls next on Joy 94.9.
Hi, this is Vicky.
And Helena from My Kitchen Rules. You're listening to the Friday Morning Show with Leo on Joy 94.9.
Joy 94.9, Friday Morning Show with Leo. My special guests from last year's season of My Kitchen Rules, Helena and Vicky. Take us to the process of writing your first cookbook, because obviously it's different from the TV show. There's deciding what recipes to include. So how is that process like for you?
We found it really fun. Mm. You know, you're writing, we had to write 85 recipes and it wasn't really a job at the end of the day. We had so much fun doing it and we made all these beautiful recipes for our friends and family. So the process, yeah, it was, you know, it was hard. But
our friends
loved
us because every night we were cooking 5 different dishes and they just got to taste test everything.
Because they were the recipe tasters.
Yes.
Yeah.
So
lucky them.
Your boyfriends must have been in heaven.
Yeah, they were. They were.
They loved it. No, reading the book, girls, it's very personal. You share photos of your loved ones and your family and even your boyfriends are in there as well.
Yeah, they made a cut, yeah.
I don't know how,
but they're in
and
there.
And your dad passed away and you both were 12, which
was awful. There's a lot of photos of him in there. Yeah. So.
But there's a recipe that inspired your dad, the fish croquettes.
Yeah, they are delicious. So
tell us about that recipe. That looks divine.
Yeah, look, they're pretty yummy.
They're
very
yummy.
Addictive.
If you like deep fried crunchy fish croquettes, this is your
But
dish.
It's a beautiful story because our dad used to love fishing. So
yeah,
we thought we'd dedicate this recipe to him. So yeah, it's really
lovely.
Nice.
And also the book has 5 different sections. And one of my favourites is the smashing big plates.
Yes.
What's that all about?
Oh, they're just amazing.
It's for mains.
For mains,
yeah.
So in Greece, it's the biggest meal of the day is around 3 o'clock. Mm. And yeah.
And everyone shares. You know, like here, when you go out to dinner, you
share
order
plates.
Your own. Well, you know, I find in Australia you don't really order heaps of dishes and share. Like everyone gets their own dish.
Yeah.
But in Greece, like you always share, no matter what. You're never just eating your own dish. So that's what that section's about, you know, sharing plates. So.
And one of the dishes in that book is the slow-cooked lamb shoulder, which your partners
love. It's
our
favourite. Yeah, so yummy.
So good.
Just falls off the bone. It's delicious.
Now, with your boyfriends, they must love you girls for, you know, all this yummy food. And
they do.
You just keep them very happy, obviously.
Yeah. Well, I have to make my boyfriend's lunches, you know. He thinks...
What?
He's like, I'm not going to cook.
His own lunch?
That's, yeah. No, I don't mind doing it. But I just said, you're bloody lucky, mate. You're lucky.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
You should, he should keep you.
Yeah,
definitely.
I said
definitely.
$5 a day and I'll cook your lunch.
Let's talk sweets. Because when I was a kid, my mum used to always make rice pudding.
There's
a gorgeous rice pudding recipe in your book.
Yes.
With rose water. Yeah,
yep.
It was amazing.
Yep.
And also there's a recipe for banana and Nutella bread.
Yeah, we love that.
Which sounds heaven.
It's delicious.
Tell us about that recipe because it looks, amazing.
Well, look, everyone loves, who doesn't love Nutella? And bananas is one of our favourite fruits. So we thought we're going to make this amazing banana bread and you can eat it all day,
so good.
Every day. You can even put butter on there if you really want to be naughty. Or more Nutella, which we usually do.
More Nutella's good.
Yeah.
Now, finally, girls, MKR was last year. The book starts this year. What's happening for you girls? Because I hear that a restaurant's coming up.
Yeah.
In Sydney, is that right?
We only announced that on Tuesday, so it's all
I was watching
very
you girls from home.
Yeah.
On the morning show.
Yeah,
awesome.
No, it's good. So, yes, we'll be opening up a restaurant in Sydney on Pitt Street. So that's very exciting. So it's
going
to be
lots
of
hard work. And tell us about
the restaurant
and what's going to be like?
So there'll be – it will be a little Greek-inspired. We want to bring a bit of Melbourne to Sydney and just put some good food out there and make it look amazing.
I guess I should ask, what about restaurant in Melbourne?
Well, that will be
that
out of here.
Yeah,
that's in line. The idea is there.
And you guys are going to be running a restaurant?
We'll be there. We'll get our hands dirty.
Fantastic.
Yep.
We love that.
We love working hard. Yep.
Taking you home, simple Greek food for friends and family from Helena and Vicky is available in all good bookstores now. Check out the girls on Facebook and Twitter. Helena and Vicky, thank you for coming in.
Thanks so much
for having
us.
Thank you very much.
This morning on the show. And best luck with the restaurant and the book. It's an amazing book, great pictures, great stories. And one of my favourites is when your grandma met your granddad.
Oh, yeah, isn't it cute?
So for really that story, you must get the book, all right?
Yeah, thank you.
You're on Joy 94.9.
This Joycast is a free service brought to you by Joy 94.9. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.